Keep up to date with all the happenings in the Stardate universe through our Twitter feed and Facebook page. They tell you what to expect in our radio programs and magazine, let you know about important events, and much more. And also, check out our website, stardate.org. We'll see you there.
Stardate December 5th. For radio astronomers, there's some good news and some bad news. On the good side, a pilot project with SpaceX has devised a way to reduce the radio interference produced by satellites. On the bad side, the satellites can produce accidental interference. Radio telescopes tell us things about the universe that we can't get any other way. But the telescopes are extremely sensitive. Transmissions from an orbiting satellite are like bright headlights. They overpower the subtle signals of astronomical objects. There are more than 15,000 satellites in orbit today, a five-fold increase in just 6 years, and the total could balloon to 100,000 by the next decade. Astronomers worked with SpaceX to reduce interference from its Starlink satellites. The groups combine the observing schedule of a telescope with the Starlink control system. Satellites passing over the telescope were instructed to turn away, aiming the headlights in a different direction, and there are plans to extend the scheme to other telescopes. On the other hand, a recent study found that tiny radio signals emitted by a satellite's electronics can also be a problem. Scientists looked at 76 million radio images made by a telescope in Australia. They found that Starlink satellites interfered with up to 30% of the pictures. So future satellites may need extra shielding to keep them from blinding astronomy's radio eyes. We have more astronomy news in Stardate magazine. Subscription information at stardate.org. For the McDonald Observatory, I'm Billy Henry.